A formidable list of health experts are making a last-ditch appeal to the Prime Minister Tony Abbott over the defunding of a peak group for the drug and alcohol sector. The health professionals have put their names to a letter urging Mr Abbott to intervene to save the Alcohol and Other Drugs Council of Australia. The government says the council's services are duplicated elsewhere, but the drug and alcohol workers say the council plays a crucial role, and its absence, they say, means that people with drug and alcohol problems will be less likely to get help when they need it. Simon Lauder reports.
The Alcohol and Other Drugs Council of Australia, or ADCA, has been around for about half a century. It's responsible for public events such as Drug Action Week. ADCA is also the peak representative body for non-government drug and alcohol groups. Yesterday, ADCA closed its Canberra office. CEO David Templeman says ADCA's work was far from finished.
At the moment, the use of new psychoactive substances, we have a growing alcohol problem.
Late last year, ADCA was told its core funding would be halted as part of the federal government's budget deficit reduction strategy. Mr Templeman says its budget was $1.5 million a year, and he still doesn't believe he's been given a good explanation for that funding being discontinued. He wants to warn other drug and alcohol groups that they could be next.
The warning is necessary because, you know, because when we find ourselves in circumstances where people may not necessarily have or appear to not have an understanding of the organisation, let's just not make something up on the run and do something. This is not good public practice to just to actually, you know, cut the, you know, umbilical cord just like that.
Now some public health experts and drug and alcohol groups have written to the Prime Minister asking him to reinstate ADCA's funding. The Director of the Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council, Scott Wilson, is one of the signatories.
We're basically out there sort of raising issues on our own, whether it's, you know, young kids getting killed in King's Cross through alcohol-related violence. Organisations in particular like ADCA were the ones that sort of would have led the charge, and unfortunately without them being around, there'll just be a lot of silence, I feel.
This week, the Assistant Health Minister, Fiona Nash, told a Senate hearing that ADCA's role is duplicated by other groups. The acting CEO of the Public Health Association, Melanie Walker, disputes that.
For these frontline workers who are really paid very little to do the challenging work they do, to now have their national representative body taken away from them is just a real slap in the face.
Ms Walker says the council's absence leaves a huge gap for drug and alcohol workers, and there'll now be less informed decision-making in the sector.
There will be no other voice representing the alcohol and other drug sector. How are governments going to know what's going on at the coalface if they aren't getting that flow of information from people who are working at the grassroots? And the other way it's really going to be felt is by families and communities that are struggling with alcohol and other drug problems.
That's the acting CEO of the Public Health Association, Melanie Walker, ending that report from AM Simon Lauder.